This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You've all helped to build MyPillow into an amazing company that is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to the listeners of What's on Your Mind. Promo code is Scott. Pretty much anything across the board that you're looking for. Nice towel set, maybe one of the new robes. The slippers are fantastic. Really fantastic. Love them. And the towels are fantastic. The sheets. We ended up getting the Giza Dream Sheets. Love those. We enjoy the sage color. You go to, again, MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott. Enter it right there. Call 1-800-506-9028 for the great specials as well. And by the way, you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, find all the buy one, get one offers that are there, too. Again, the promo code is Scott. Scott's off today. Had a conversation with Bishop John Fulda from the Fargo Diocese. That conversation continues now on What's on Your Mind.
How do you have that conversation? How would you suggest people have that conversation of saying, I'm grounded in a realm of absolute truth that I believe from what I have in my faith, mm-hmm. in my religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. Nobody should ever apologize for their own religious beliefs and what they believe. Yet when they see, the battle over girls' sports right now, that somehow girls' sports shouldn't just be girls' sports, that boys who identify as girls should be allowed, right? Mm-hmm. Or, take your pick. You're an employer, and you're told by your government your employees can do whatever they'd like, and that includes transgender surgery, that includes abortions. Well, wait a minute, I don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. No, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. How do everyday folks that are encountering these kind of things, how do they speak to others in power, in love, obviously, in following the teaching of the church?
Well, I think we stand up for what we believe. I don't want to get too much into the political realm here, but I do think we have a right, as people of faith, to be in the public square and to be active in advocating for the truths that we believe. And, you know as well as I do, Scott, that not everything that we advocate for is found, word for word in the Bible. Natural law is written on the heart and the mind of every human being. And much of what we stand for is just natural law. I mean, just the simple fact of life itself. That's not a religious doctrine. That's a doctrine, or that's a truth that can be discerned.
Science.
In science. Yeah. And natural law, absolutely. Those who claim that, the church is somehow in conflict or incompatible with science don't know their history, because the church has been involved with science from the very beginning. Some of the greatest scientists of modern times have been believing Christians and Catholics specifically. So, I think that getting back to the question of what to do, I think we take our cause to the public square and we make our positions known. And it's a position that really has a great logic that resonates with people.
But you have to be unafraid, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be grounded in your own faith, understand your own faith, go on your knees, pray,
sure,
right?
Sure. Absolutely.
I can't think of in my 56 years on this earth, I can't think of a more appropriate time for people to spend daily, purposeful time in prayer to sort all this out.
Right? Absolutely. We need to be praying because we're challenged on many different sides, and we need the strength that God can give, and that comes to us, I think, through our communion with Him, and that's built through prayer, through a relationship, and through time we spend in His presence. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine being involved in these issues in my life as a bishop, or any person's life, without depending on the strength that I derive from God's grace.
A couple of quick things here. I want to talk about just what happened to people of prayer over the last year, mm-hmm. and the status of where we're at now related to churches and masks and social distancing and all the things that became part of our vernacular over the last year or so. And then I also want to ask you a little bit about the border crisis, and we'll wrap up here on this blessed Holy Week. First of all, what I saw at the border, to me, was very alarming. I mean, you hear reports of it, you see what's going on, but it's very obvious to me. I'm watching a president of the United States saying everything legally, lawfully we're doing. When we catch somebody trying to enter the country illegally, we send them back. And then I actually see with my own eyes thousands of people coming across the border. Mm-hmm. Border Patrol is literally saying, here's a ticket anywhere you want to go. No more court dates, no more law and order, if you will, literally taking as many will come, and Border Patrol and Customs are saying, we had this fixed, we no longer have this fixed, the Remain in Mexico policy is gone. I sometimes bristle when I see the teaching of the church related to things the Pope has said or other things on immigration, on the border issues, because it seems as though we're saying, if we're going to be Christian, we've got to welcome these people. Mm-hmm. Without regard for borders, without regard for laws, do we?
I don't think that's really what the Pope is saying, and I don't think that's what the Church says either. I think what the Church, you know, this Pope and previous Popes have all said, that, you know, we care for the immigrant when they come to us. We do what we can to welcome them and to assist them, but that doesn't mean that we give up our own sense of how that should happen. And, you know, there's such a thing as protecting our own security, and there's such a thing as enforcing our own laws. The Church has never said that you just cast all that aside. There's a balance to be struck there. You know, certainly we have a right to protect the integrity of our national borders, but we always have to have a view towards the dignity of the individual person that's approaching those borders. And, you know, hopefully, you know, a way can be worked out to receive immigrants in an ordered way, a way that respects their safety, but also the safety of the people who live here. And, you know, I know that there are concerns about how this is happening right now. I don't have, you know, the firsthand view that you do. I just know that we have to do both things. We have to be respectful of the laws and the borders of our country, while at the same time being respectful and reverent and compassionate towards the people who come to us in need. Again, that's been part of our national history all, you know, since the founding of this nation. We've received people into this country. I was born of a family who 3 generations ago came as immigrants, and most of us probably were. But that was done in a very measured way, even, you know, when the numbers were large. So I think that, I don't think it's either or, I guess I'll put it that way. And I don't think the Pope is saying that you just cast all caution to the wind, hardly.
Yeah, I think what I found about this Pope is what is reported about what he said is sometimes very selective,
yep,
like very much in the media.
Yep.
And if you actually go back to the speech and see the translation, you'll go, well, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just a sort of, that's not just the Pope. That's pretty much all of us.
That's true. But yeah. You're right. You're right. I do think that some of the media do kind of cherry pick what the Pope says and what he writes. And if you see the fullness of his message, you see that it's very much in line with what the Church has always said and done, and yet he's drawing our attention to some real crisis situations, and he wants us to be very, very mindful of the dignity of people in need.
Amen to that. There you go. That's Bishop John Fulda talking with our own Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. More with that, John Fulda, with Bishop Fulda coming up here shortly on the program. Want to remind you that we are brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's wellness. Wellness. You know, looking, you know, got a sauna, got a hot tub, maybe got both. Definitely need both in this part of the world. And the great thing about these saunas, these Finlio saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, they'll bring them in. You can plug them right into the wall. I mean, literally, you don't have to worry about the bigger ones you do for power-wise, but the new ones, some of them plug right into the wall, the Finlios. Fantastic. And, of course, due to the Rona, you're going to want, if you want a new tub, you're going to want to get a hold of them right away, because there is a bit of a with the, you know, demand of all things home and wellness, there is a bit of a demand going. So if you're looking for a new hot spring spa or a Finley Osana, give them a call, 844-200-7727, 844-200-7727, or go online to hotspringspas and pool tables, the number 2.com. Hot spring spas, pool tables, 2.com. All right. I'm just looking at a couple of things here. We got a couple of emails in, a couple of texts as well. Let's see here. That's a wee email. Okay. I got an email. Yeah, go ahead.
Friday.
Well, there you go. That's a good one.
Yep. Sounds reasonable to me.
Emailer Jesse says, instead of saying don't know when dealing with the border, you must understand the left doesn't want to do anything that helps America, only destroy and kill the country. No exceptions. The founders saw this as a possibility. His answer, Article 5 of the Constitution, Convention of States, to add amendments to the Constitution, one state, one vote. That's, you know, that's been talked about. Even secession, is going, the big talk of secession is going on. Like the new Idaho would be most of eastern Washington and eastern Oregon become part of Idaho. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to unpack.
Maybe the Dakotas will secede from the Union and become the country of Dakota.
There you go. Warm Scott's conversation with Bishop John Fulton coming up on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out. Happy Wednesday. Happy last day of March, too.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmouth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota equipment auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrankie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty farm retirement auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at pipers.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Last day of March, tomorrow, National Gullible Day. Don't celebrate. Don't get taken. Don't get fooled.
Sucker.
Anything seems out of place, it probably is. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. That's CJ and the team. They want to get your truck roaring back to life. If it's on the road, they keep it there. If it's not, they get you back there. You can count on them for diesel vehicle maintenance and repair in Bismarck or surrounding area as well. the additives and the stuff and the performance enhancing things that they have there are really amazing. In fact, CJ is looking for some dealers on if you got a shop going on some of the additives that they have that are just fantastic. And if you want to give them a call or log on to dakdiesel.com, dakdiesel.com, or call them at 701-258-5011, he can give you details on that. 701-258-5011 is the number. Repairs, maintenance, troubleshooting, upgrades, performance, economy, all of it at dakdiesel.com. Scott sat down with Bishop John Fulda yesterday, had a conversation about Holy Week, of course. We got Easter coming up this weekend. And I want to wrap up that conversation here on What's on Your Mind.
Final topic, and then I have a last question for you. So our final topic is just on, if I were the devil and I saw a pandemic come here, however got here from China or whatever, mm-hmm. I would say the first thing I want to take out is the churches, mm-hmm. right? Get people so they can't go to church on Easter Sunday, something that would be unthinkable,
yeah.
I think, for most of us,
yeah.
and yet it happened
yeah.
a year ago.
Yeah.
Never forget, across the street at the church, Maria and I and our family have called home for years, St. San Joachim, sitting there alone,
yeah.
alone in church on Holy Week.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the church was open and people could go, but it was very, very different.
Right.
As you look back and assess that, I mean, is that just something that the church had to do along with every other institution in this country to say we got to err on the side of caution and close the doors?
I think it was the right decision. It was a very, very painful decision. Every bishop I know really was heartbroken that seemed to be the necessary thing to do at that time. And I think it was. And there's precedent for it. You know, it's happened before where churches had to be closed in times of epidemic or pandemic or plague, whatever. We found ourselves all of a sudden in a very dangerous situation, or what seemed to be a very dangerous situation. We knew so little about this disease that all of a sudden was upon us. And it seemed to be the necessary thing to protect the faithful. I've used this analogy before, Scott. You know, if the church were on fire, I would tell people to clear out. Or if there were a gas leak, I'd tell people to clear out and stay out until it's fixed. We have to be mindful of the safety of our parishioners, of our people. You know, the sad thing, the tragic thing is that all happened right before Holy Week and Easter. So it was especially gut-wrenching to have our masses suspended. We just, you know, we couldn't take the risk of having enormous crowds of people all congregated together when we didn't know what the consequences of that would be. We knew, just the little bit of information we had, we knew that this virus was passed in crowds. I mean, that was obviously the case and still is, and that's why we've had to take the measures we did. We were very fortunate here in this state that after about 6 weeks, we were able to get things opened up again and people were able to come back for Mass. And the thing that sometimes is forgotten is the churches were open all the time.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you experienced that even if you and your family had to be alone. But people could come in and pray, and we encouraged that. And we also had the live streaming of our Masses and the other celebrations for Holy Week and Easter. But it's not the same. It's not the same. So we're especially grateful this year that we can have everybody back. And I think everybody's pretty happy about that.
My mom used to say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right, right.
And is there a silver lining in this that maybe it was, you know, people were more connected with the church in a different way and it might now come back?
You know, I think some people realized how much they loved the faith, how much they loved the celebration of the Mass and receiving the Eucharist, how much they missed it. And I had people tell me that. You know, I didn't realize how much I took this for granted. Now I know. So I think that's a blessing in its own way. You know, obviously it was a terrible thing to not be able to celebrate these, you know, great central mysteries of our faith. But on the other hand, it may have opened the eyes of some of us to how necessary it is, how much we need it, and how much it's worth living and dying for. So.
And is normal what we'll see this Easter? Are we close to normal? Are we capacities and other things?
You know, I think we're going to see close to that. Already, and I celebrated Palm Sunday yesterday at St. Mary's Cathedral. We had a really wonderful crowd of people there. Already, pastors are telling me that the number of people coming back continues to increase. There are a significant number of people who I think are still uneasy about being in crowds, and so they're waiting before they return to church, and that's completely acceptable. I'm the last person who would condemn that. I think we want people to feel safe when they come back, and if they are at risk because of their health, and they have every reason to bide their time, and that's okay.
Last question just has to do with Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. the culmination of Holy Week and a fresh start.
Yeah.
Every day is a new beginning for anyone that chooses to use it as a new beginning. What message would you have for maybe baptized Catholics, but maybe the folks that aren't necessarily there with us any time, or let alone once a week or once a year rather for Easter? And for that matter, just the Christian community that in these times in which we live, which are challenging, the hope they can get from being part of a service this Easter and being
sure.
part of Easter Sunday.
Sure. You know, as you said, and I mentioned too, there's all kinds of upheavals in our society, in our culture, in our personal lives. A lot of people are dealing with, the after effects of illness and the pandemic and socioeconomic changes and everything. One thing is constant, and that is that Christ gave his life for us, and Christ now lives. He's risen. He rose on Easter Sunday. He lives forever. He calls all of us to share in that resurrection. So no matter what else happens, come what may, Jesus is risen, and we can stand on that till the day we die, because we always have hope through him that we'll share eternal life with him. So I don't think it has to be more complicated than that.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome.
There you go. Happy Easter. He is risen. Bishop John Fulda chatting with Scott Hennon yesterday on What's on Your Mind. Here we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry is helping make big things happen in communities across North Dakota. Less since the new administration, but we're working on that. From education and infrastructure to conservation, the North Dakota oil and natural gas industry is advancing the possibilities. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Boy, it's sad. Just on that note, what we're seeing, what's happening, gas prices. And then I love when you
yeah,
post
really
something about
spiked
a friend
up quick,
of mine.
Didn't it?
I know a friend of mine in lives out in California, in Southern California. He's been he goes to the same gas station, the same Chevron station every day, and takes a picture of the gas prices. And he's been documenting, going from whatever it was, buck something up to over $3, $4, $5, whatever it is.
Oh, man.
And, of course, you always get fact-checked. Got to check for context here because, the Keystone Pipeline shutdown didn't affect the gas prices. Not really. It's seasonal and they're going to go up. Well, here's a little tip for the Facebook fact-checkers. It's not helping. Okay?
Exactly.
It's not helping with the pipeline shutting down thing. Wrap it up. Let's go. Money Man Brian Crock.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest a suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime.
The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff that resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. Scotty's off today. Conversation with our wealth builder, money man Brian Kroc, tackle investing 101, whether the stock market bubble is going to burst soon. He's insight on that in just a moment. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. For specials today, you like Swedish meatballs? Got them for you at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and in Valley City, exit 292. Valley City's also serving up lasagna today from scratch. Harwood's got scalloped potatoes and ham, the taco mac and cheese. It's addicting. 12th Avenue North location, 205 NP Avenue's got lasagna as well. And Glendon, Minnesota, that's My Stop Biscuits and Beef Country Gravy. And don't let them tell you that biscuits and gravy is just for breakfast at PetroServe USA. Making America fuel better. And, of course, it's Wednesday. That means buy two fresh baked cookies. You get one for free at any PetroServe USA location. Scotty had a chance to sit down with our man Brian Kroc yesterday talking money on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome, folks, to the Money Man, Brian Kroc. In his segment, Brian joins us once a month, and I really love deep diving a little bit into wealth creation. So we're going to call this the Fundamentals of Wealth Creation. We're going to take you to class today with Brian Kroc, who is a partner at Collins & Kroc and Raymond James. They're wealth managers, they're certified financial planners, and they're senior portfolio managers. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me again, Scott.
So we're going to spend some time today going back to the basics. Rather than talking about the economy or the stock market, which you do better than anybody, we want to learn from the expert on and take some time to explain some just basic things. And some folks are going to think this is really elementary, and other folks are going to say, you know, I hear the term stock, I hear the term ownership, I hear a bond, a growth, risk preservation, I don't know what any of it means. So let's start with a stock. What is a stock?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. We throw these terms around just assuming that everybody is on the same page, and really not everybody is. We all bring a little bit different background to the equation. In fact, when people come into our office, we don't assume anything. We stop and we say, hey, how familiar are you with these things, and what do you think a stock is? So that we can just define it so we're using common terminology. But I always say there's three things you can do with your money. You can invest for growth, you can invest for, you know, preservation, or you can basically spend it, right? That's cash. And so when we think about growth, that's where stocks come in. So stocks equal ownership. Ownership in a company.
Better than buying a house, maybe.
Exactly.
You're buying a house because it's a good investment, it's going to grow in value.
Well, in fact, we call them equities, just like equity in your house. So equity in your house is ownership in your house. Equities, you have ownership in these various companies. And ownership is the key to growth and wealth creation. It really is. Where the opposite of that ownership would be loanership. So yeah, if you said to me, hey, I don't need to grow my assets. I already got $5 million in my purse. Here's a little old lady who comes into our office and says, I just don't want to lose any of it. That's preservation. Instead of ownership, we focus on loanership. We lend that money to somebody we really trust, like the U.S. government or the state of North Dakota, in the form of a bond, and they're going to pay us interest on that bond. And when that bond comes due, they're going to give us our money back. And in essence, a bond basically just keeps pace with inflation. It doesn't really grow your purchasing power. But if you were just saying, hey, I just don't want to lose it, then we've accomplished that for you. So bonds equal preservation. You're lending your money out. Stocks equal ownership, and that's growth.
All right. So very good example of growth versus preservation. Growth is where I think probably I'm at, for instance. So I'm 56, and most of any spare income went into growing a business.
Right.
And didn't have a 401k for part of that, didn't have a retirement account. Your retirement account is a business.
It is, and you have equity in that business. You're growing your wealth.
Which does you no good unless you can sell it or decide to sell it at some point, but that's the end game, right? You just build it and hope it comes out. And now you are helping me, and I'm pretty much saying, I love the process you walked us through, and we're going to talk more about that as we go on planning and what you do, but you know, you said, you want to be aggressive? And I said, yes, because I'm starting way later than I should have. But there's other people in that category that have grown businesses, and they started thinking about, well, maybe I'll do this another 10 years. You know, you never know what the kind of health situation is going to befall you. You want your kids to have something. So that's growth mode.
Absolutely.
Preservation mode is, I've been there, done that, and I just want to be careful here.
Exactly.
Don't want this to go away. Got it. Let's talk about a mutual fund now. What is a mutual fund?
So a mutual fund is another vehicle where we can do these exact same things. Let's just go back to growth mode. That's where most of the people who are out there investing today are in growth mode. They want to have more than what they started with. And so if you came into our office and you said, hey, I love what you're talking about. I want to own some stocks and I have, you know, $5,000. Let's build a stock portfolio. It's pretty hard to do that with just $5,000 and have diversification and get all the pieces of the types of companies that we want to own. And so where mutual funds came about is people who were just in that situation said, hey, what if we all pool our money together? We build this fund, you know, you and me and my neighbor and whatever. We all were to pool our money together. Now we have enough money where we can become stock investors. We can go out there and buy some of those various companies. In fact, if we all chip in an extra nickel, we can hire a portfolio manager who's going to select those stocks for us. And so that's really how mutual funds came about. It was this pooling of assets so that people could get into a stock portfolio, because prior to that, only the extremely wealthy could actually afford to buy stocks. And nowadays, there's mutual funds for just about everything. There's stock mutual funds, there's bond mutual funds, there's gold mutual funds. But it all started with this idea that the smaller investors, if they pooled their assets together, would have an opportunity to invest.
A lot of times in a 401k, you're in mutual funds, right?
Yep, it's a great, easy vehicle to use from that matter. And you think about it, a lot of times people in their 401k, what are they doing? They're taking little increments out of each and every paycheck. Again, not even enough sometimes to buy a single share of stock, but going into that mutual fund and pairing that and partnering with all the other employees who are in those mutual funds gives them that ability and that buying power.
Let's talk about index funds a little bit. Are they good or bad, or what are they?
Yes, so index funds. Another type of mutual fund, but if you think about that, you always hear about indexes. You hear about the Dow Jones Industrial Average on the news at night. They'll quote that. It's probably one of the most popular indexes. What most people don't realize is that index, if you will, is made up of just 30 companies, 30. So not very many companies, but they're quoting what did that group of 30 companies do. There's the S&P 500, another popular index. Very broad-based. There's the NASDAQ Composite Index. There's several different types of indexes. And so when people talk to me about, hey, I want to invest in an index fund, I always start out with why. So we do use index funds, but a lot of times people just want to get into this index fund because it's low cost. And a lot of times you get what you pay for. So we went through a 17-year time period, Scott, where the S&P 500 index didn't make any upward movement at all. 17 years of dead money.
Unintentional preservation, is that, or what?
I don't know what the deal was. That's just where our economy was. And
yeah.
So it's not always a great growth vehicle. We use indexes within the portfolios that we manage for our clients, but we don't think that they're the be-all, end-all for anything. They're just one more tool in the toolbox, and you have to know when to use it and when not to use it. The nice thing about indexes is they're low cost. The bad thing is there's nobody driving the ship. And so if you go through one of those stagnant times or a difficult time, you've got nobody steering this thing out of the troubled waters.
Yeah, which is why I love Collins and Kronk, because you're not just saying, Okay, you parked it there, and you're going to park it there good or bad. You stand out by saying, hey, we're the money managers.
Right.
We got our hands on this. We're watching it. When it's stalling out, we're going to switch gears. We're going to look at other things. You don't just take our money and send it out to some East Coast company to manage in some cookie-cutter portfolio. You're actually managing professional portfolios right here, right now. That's why the big investor groups come to you and say, where's the market going? What's happening? You get all that knowledge and use it for little old Scott and other folks as well.
Absolutely. It makes all the difference. We love having that local flavor. We've got lots of resources that we bring in from our research team around the country and from other analysts and organizations that we've partnered with. But the idea that we have people who are right here in town making these decisions, you know, on our clients' behalf is huge. Our clients really appreciate that. It's also much more customized, Scott. So where, you know, the average mutual fund or index might have 300 or 400 or 500 stocks in it, you know, we're going to have just a handful. We're going to own those companies that are doing well and not own all of that other stuff. And that makes a huge difference as far as both performance goes and, you know, managing risk.
So essentially, when you talk about all these different options, you're creating a private fund for an investor, for a family, for, a trust, whatever, and you're managing it. So you're getting the values of that person, you're getting a plan together, and then you manage it and show me how much my money's growing.
You're absolutely right. And that, you know, just like we talked about mutual funds where it's this pooling of assets and everybody pooling it together, that's an advantage if you're a really small investor, but it's also a disadvantage. You know, if we're in a tough market situation and you see that, you know, we tell you, hey, you're a long-term investor, stick with the plan, that sort of thing, and all the other people in that mutual fund are bailing and jumping ship, guess what? That's not a ship you want to necessarily be on. With our clients, we have every single one of them in a privately held portfolio. We basically are creating just what you said, a sort of private fund for them that we manage on an institutional basis. And that means that they have the ability to make sure that their money is handled and not just thrown in with the crowd.
So tell folks how you manage money. How do you do this? What's your guiding principle? What type of stocks do you like to buy and own for your clients as an example?
That's a good question, too. So first and foremost, when we think about if I just had to boil it down to one thing, it comes to quality. I want to stick to quality. It's like anything. You get what you pay for. And so if our job, if we're in growth mode, and so we want to have you have ownership in companies, we want to own the very best companies out there. Not all companies are equal. Not all are alike. And so we want to make sure we're getting the best quality merchandise that is available.
And that's not a cookie cutter process. That's knowing what quality is and owning the right companies and knowing that stocks are not all created alike and they're not all equal. Right.
You're absolutely right. You know, when I think about it, you know, there's all these companies out there. And so we're going to screen for those that have, you know, the best growth rates. We're going to screen for those. Just, you know, think about the story that goes with it. What are the companies that have a story that talks about a company that's going to continue to grow? What are the companies out there that are going to have repeat business or that have a protected franchise? Things like that.
You know, what I appreciated most about it, you sit down with my wife and I and caused us to think about things in the busy day-to-day lives we live that you don't ever take the time to think about. And, what point do you want to retire? How much money do you think you're going to need? What do you have for life insurance? You helped us build a plan asking all the right questions and showing us the different scenarios. And, okay, what can we afford to sock away? What do we have to put up front right now? What will that look like in a year after we do that? It's all about a plan, isn't it?
Absolutely. So when we get to the end of this, the plan ends up being the most important thing. So I have a lot of people who say, wow, so we've done all this great investing. I love the way you're doing your portfolio. Does that mean I'm not going to have to worry about retirement? And I say, whoa, time out. It means we're putting your money to work properly. We're making that money work very, very efficiently. But all those questions, all those things you just named, Scott, those have nothing to do with the plan of investing per se. It has nothing to do with what stock we own. Those come down to the numbers. And that's where we take all that information, we put in the stocks you own, we put in how much are you investing on a regular basis, we add up all of your resources, and we build you what we call a goal plan. It's our financial plan where we can put all your goals out there, we prioritize them, and then basically we can say, okay, based on this, when could you retire? So you might be having it, we might get you into all the right investments, but if you're not putting enough money away, guess what? You're not going to get there. And we want to let you know that ahead of time, not get to your retirement age and all of a sudden you're saying, hey, now what do I do?
That is Brian Kroc with Collins and Kroc, the money man, our wealth builder, if you will. More of the conversation. We'll wrap things up coming up next on What's On Your Mind. Be right back.
Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from one-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays, any size fountain pump, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty is for a lifetime. Nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC. 72 months, 3.9% APR, 10% down plus tax and license fees and approved credit. And yes, 4x4s and SUVs are drastically reduced. Shop, click, drive, and don't forget, they unveil the new Hummer EV this weekend. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Invaluable information here in our wealth creation class. Brian Kroc, partner at Collins & Kroc, Raymond James, wealth manager, certified financial planner, certified portfolio manager. I have one more question for you, but I want to tell folks right now how they get a hold of you, how they start this conversation.
Absolutely. That's a great question, too. How do you reach us? You can always just stop in our downtown Fargo office, but give us a call. We're at 701-235-0119 or or you can look us up on the web. We're at collinsandkronk.com. That's Kronk, K-R-A-N-K.
So let's talk about the current market. I mean, everybody, I think, rightfully saw the Trump stock market from the day he was elected president, the election of 2016, when he was inaugurated, and then throughout most of his presidency, just unbelievable records. That's continued in the Biden administration, largely at the, I believe, wind at the back of the economy from free money, from, the Federal Reserve cranking this money out and Congress cranking this money out. I mean, what's not to love, right? Who doesn't love free money?
Oh, yeah.
So it still goes. Is this a bubble? Are we building a bubble here?
That's my fear. I don't want to see us build some sort of a bubble that's going to implode on us. But if we do have too much easy money out there for too long, then yeah, that's how bubbles are created. You artificially inflate one particular area of the market or the economy, and things get beyond what they really fundamentally can support. But I've had a lot of calls with people saying, hey, we see Biden in office. We were told how terrible that was going to be. Why hasn't the stock market crashed yet? And so I always point out, like, look, if you're really watching what's going on, under the curtain, so to speak, what you'll see is there's a major rotation taking place right now. The NASDAQ 100, all these big technology stocks we've owned for the last, 4, 5, 6 years, all throughout the Trump administration, all of those are really suffering. They're lagging. Money is flowing out of them, and it's flowing into old economy stocks. Not sure why, not sure if it's the end of an economic cycle or if it's in anticipation of a big infrastructure project or what, but we're seeing steel companies and aluminum companies, chemical companies, things like that are really perking up. Commodity companies related to agriculture, so Caterpillar, John Deere, all of those types of companies all doing a whole lot better. Those were the things that lagged in the last several years. Those are the things that are doing better now, Scott.
Brian Kronk of Collins & Kronk with us, the money man. Join us once a month to just answer your questions, go through this. I got an email here from a listener who wants to know how you deal with a potential bubble, how you sort of your radar says, oh, this thing is oversold and there's going to be a correction here. What's your radar for that?
Yeah, so we're always watching for things to get frothy. And, if you listen to me on other programs of your show or even with Steve in the morning, I've mentioned that we're seeing some of that froth in the market. And when I talk about froth, what am I talking about? Companies that get way extended beyond what they're worth, companies that make no sense, the speculation going on. So all this frenzy with GameStop, that kind of speculation, the speculation in the gold market. When you see that, my antenna go up and it says, hey, watch out. We're starting to see that speculative froth that leads toward bubbles and things like that. And some of that steam needs to come out of the market. And it can do it like it is right now with this rotation out of technology. And
that's a good thing, in other words.
That rotation is great. Yeah, yep. That's healthy. A nice little pullback would be healthy. What I'm watching for is if that stuff were to continue and we don't get a pullback, in other words, nothing comes out of that steam valve, that's when it gets dangerous because you still want to be in, you still want to participate, and yet the bigger that balloon gets, the worse that blow-off could be. And so we start to get cautious. We just get much more selective about the kinds of companies that we own, and we're much quicker to pull the sell trigger.
Wow. Final advice for anybody listening today, understanding sort of the way Collins & Kronk works, the best paths forward, there are many, but growth versus preservation, how you understand the stock market, how you manage all that. What do you want people to know about Collins & Kronk?
I guess the biggest thing that we want to look at when we start to say, who do we work with or how do we work with people? We don't have that cookie cutter approach, as you were saying. We bring people in. We sit down with you. We say, hey, what are you about? Tell us about what you think about money, what you think about savings. What does retirement look like for you? We try and get a picture of that. And then we share with you how we do things. This is what our philosophy meeting is all about. We want to find out, are we a good match? Do we think about things the same way? If not, it's great that we can part right there and go our separate ways. If we are, we're going to extend you an invitation for what we call a long-term relationship. We're going to get to know you. We're going to get to know all about your life. And then what do we want to do? We want to create a custom plan for you. So none of the things that we're talking about on the radio in just a general sense necessarily apply directly to your plan. We're going to find out what does apply to your plan and make basically a separate custom portfolio for you.
And I will tell you, as a customer, as someone that has seen a financial future look much brighter thanks to the awesome team at Collins & Kronk, it is invigorating. You really get a sense of comfort that all the tools there that help you craft the plan and then how that plan rolls out is just flat out invigorating. That's the only word I can use. You really get excited about it and know you've got just pros with their hand at the helm. RaymondJames.com/Collins and Kronk is one way to find you. How else?
Or just type in CollinsandKronk.com. That'll get you there. Or just give us a call in the office, 701-235-0119.
235-0119 for Collins and Kronk. Brian Kronk, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Great to be here.
All right, my friends, that wraps that up. Our wealth builder, Brian Kronk, again, Collins and Kronk. He spells it K-R-A-N-K.com, CollinsandKronk.com. Also, thanks to Bishop John Fulda for spending some time yesterday. Holy Week. Have a great day. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. It's What's On Your Mind for Scott Hennen and our man Todd Mitchell. I'm Kevin Flynn. Have a great day. God loves you, so do we. See you tomorrow.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.